Arthur will say, good morning. Let's begin, or let's continue. We left off on page 118. So remember, again, still talking about the detrimental impacts, detrimental effects of a negative chevra. So remember, again, the Ramchal, let's pick up, actually, with the third to last paragraph on page 118. It says, person has an obligation to try to purify himself, to try to ultimately, again, distance himself from the ways of the negative chevra. He says, "In kula mivazim es azman b'shtuyot azma." So if everybody goes ahead and wastes their time with silliness, then what? That's not a license for me to waste my time with silliness as well. As ata telichim kulam, should you go ahead and follow all of them? Timana raglecha haraglaim hamolichos oschem azer mapitom. So you think a person should just go ahead and follow the flow where everybody else is going? Teitzim azerim, leave the flow. Leave the flow. Tiatar tinaki es atzmecha, become pure, cleanse yourself. Meishiv raglav al chatzros Hashem mishkinosav, direct your feet towards the courtyard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his temples. Tivne lecha chevra acheres ve'imlo takeh b'savlanut. So build for yourself another peer group. And if for some reason that's not possible right now, then be patient. The opportunity will come. The moment will come. And even if it's not right now, wait until it presents itself. Who should David atzmo misayim ve'omer? David HaMelech himself makes this statement when he says, Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, I will literally wash in the cleanliness of my hands. Va'asoveva es mizbechacho Hashem, and I will circle your mizbeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata doeg shayadayim shelcha yu nikios, mazeh nikios. So a person, David HaMelech says, a person has to always be concerned that his hands are clean. So what does it mean to have clean hands? Lefi hamusogim shel mizbeach, asoveva es mizbechacho. Hanikon hayadayim, page 119. Hulo lahofia es hanorma sachavratios el lifnei mizbeach. Mizbeach hamukad shebesochi. The goal of life, or our normalcy in life, is not dependent ultimately again on what our peer or social groups say, but rather again, they're dependent on the mizbeach. What Rav Kashtil is doing here is that he says something quite beautiful. He says, Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, I will wash in the cleanliness of my hands. How? For words, how does one make sure that his hands are clean in life? V'asovas mizbechacha Hashem. If I make the mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the centerpiece of my life. In other words, what drives my decisions? What drives my actions? And so David HaMelech is saying is, what should drive my actions, what should be in the center of my life, what should be the battery, so to speak, that powers my existence, that's the Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach, that's the altar of service, that's the altar of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Mizbeach that we all have inside. Yesh li Mizbeach, shesevivo ata bodig es nikayon kapecha. I have a Mizbeach, I have an altar, and I check the cleanliness of my hands by placing its center. It's an incredible yisod. Meaning, what Rav Kashtil essentially saying is a person has to ask themselves, so what is it that informs my decisions? What is it ultimately that drives my decisions? Is it my peer group? Is it my social group? Is it my friends? Or is it the Mizbeach, the altar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the fundamental shaila that each of us has to answer. And David HaMelech says, if you want clean hands in life, that only works if what? That only works if a person has the Mizbeach center in his life. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo nasala shav nafshi v'lo nishpal lemirma. Praiseworthy is the individual who has not sweared falsely and has not gone ahead and sweared lemirma. Lemirma means literally in a deceitful fashion. Adam kazeh hu ole lahar Hashem. A person like this ultimately is able to ascend to the mountain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, niki kapayim ubar levav, with clean hands and a strong heart. Yala b'har Hashem. As kodim kol, anachnu lo tzrichim lehitrageish me'achera. So the first thing says Rav Kashtiel is, don't be afraid of the peer group. Or don't be afraid, or better stated is, Don't be afraid of rejection from your peer group. Tzarech liyos yididozi, v'na'im lazar, v'laseis hagashas tova, v'lios namisavlon. So a person, as we spoke about before, should always be kind, should always be even-keeled, should always be the kind of individual, ultimately, again, who is able to get along with everyone, should be a savlon, should be someone who's patient. Aval mimasei hachevra magdira oscha, machlita miata. But it's very important to understand that the chevra does not define me, and the chevra does not decide who I am. Machoshov manochon ma'amiti. I have to decide in life what's important, what's correct, what is truthful. Mapitom lihios tali bechevra. From where do we understand this idea that suddenly my direction, my right and wrong, should all be dependent on the chevra? So we'll say, so this, again, Rav Kashtiel has been echoing this same sentiment already now for the last number of days. But again, understand the power in this last piece of, if the goal in life is erchatz benikayon kapay, if my goal in life ultimately is cleanliness of hands, Rav Kashtiel says the only way to accomplish that is v'asoveva es mizbechacha Hashem. That what's in the center of my life, what is it that drives all of my decisions? So if it's my peer in social groups, then I'm in a lot of trouble. But if it's the Mizbeach, if ultimately it's this altar of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's what's going to bring me closer to the Ribono Sholem, that's what drives my decisions, then ultimately, again, I will find that cleanliness of hands. Let's begin the next section on page 119. Madua Chevra lo Eges al Hanoshim Sholchem Neged Hazem. So this, in general, is going to be an interesting discussion. Why is it that the Chevra, that the peer group, seems to disparage people who go against the flow? Why is that? So he says, the famim, hachevra maskifa adam shloholich bezerim. There are times where the chevra ultimately goes ahead and maskifa, as the commotion of Tukav, grabs all, shakes up those who don't go with the flow. Lama chevra osa davar kaze. Why does the chevra do this? Hachevra roa ben adam shu kitzas tofes atzmaut be'iza inyon. Yesh lo deos, yesh lo orchos chayim, osa ma shebalo, ma shenira lo. Bechevra tamid yimtza eze tipus, shein yasa lova v'lakot zosa. So says Rav Kashtiel something amazing. When the peer group, and we're talking now about the peer group, the social group as like an entity unto itself, when the peer group ultimately sees one of its members doing things that are outside of the norm, doing things that are outside of the scope of what we'll call the normal chevra activities, the chevra feels the need to rein that in. So we'll discuss why that is, but that's the idea. The chevra operates in a certain way. Everybody behaves in a particular fashion. Ultimately, again, when there's an aberration, there's a need, there's a draw to rein it in. So sometimes it could be part of a social group, and I do something that is separate and distinct, different from the group, and the group disparages me for it. Why does that happen? He says, why is it that sometimes members of my peer group, when I do something different than the rest of the peer group, Menasim la'akots, attempt to undermine me, attempt to uproot me? He says, Lama oktim es misha zaz ktsas. Why does sometimes the peer group have the desire to uproot someone who's a little bit different than the collective? Ktsas tofes atzmaut be'eze inyan ktsas neman la'atzmo. Person who tries to exercise some level of independence, or a person who tries to pledge allegiance not to the group but to himself. Sometimes you have a person who doesn't follow the rest of the group. He does not attach himself to the silliness of everyone else. Page 120. He says, Kulam medabrim lashon hara. So for example, everyone goes in and speaks lashon hara. Who shall say, so again, I'm in the chevra, and everybody speaks lashon hara in the chevra. And I decide, you know what, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to give a musr shmuz, and I'm not going to start railing against, I'm not going to start a chabur and chafetz chayim. I'm just saying, I'm not participating. Shtika za'amira. You know, sometimes we're both saying in life, it's a very profound statement. Sometimes the greatest statements we make in life are not through words, but rather they're through silence. V'darbim lashon hara, hu omer, chevra ani holich. So again, the chevra begins to go ahead and start speaking lashon hara, and this individual says, chevra, thank you, I'm out. I'm leaving. Im melach lechem ani al chaverim, ani lo kan, ani lo rotzel lihios kan. If you're going to disparage ultimately other members of the chevra, I'm not here, I don't want to be part of this. Lama lo agim al ka'ila anoshim. Why is it that sometimes we go, so often, remember, that position, that stance will not be met with incredible joy by the rest of the chevra. Instead, you see, what should happen, you would assume normally is what? So, Reuven is part of the chevra, they're speaking Lashon Hara. Reuven decides he doesn't want this. So he says, chevra, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara anymore. So you would expect that what would occur? The chevra would say, you know what, Reuven, we understand that. We understand, makes sense, we know Lashon Hara is Aser, we've been derelict a little bit in this particular area, but that's not what happens. What ends up happening is, the chevra says to him, Makara, what happened to you? Ma ni yesya kazet tzadik? So from, you're such a tzadik, you're so wonderful, incredible, I want to buy your Rebbe card. You know, lama chevra osadza. Rav Kashtiel says, why do people do this? Why do people behave this way? Lama chevra lo eges al ben adam. Why does the chevra disparage the member, the individual, who tries to do something better? Bose, we'll stop over here for today. I'm going to leave you on the cliffhanger. And Meretz Hashem will answer this question tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.